Last time on Roll Weird. Our heroes finally engage the Grafton monster. Though it deals significant damage to the party, they are able to attach the tranquilizing device to it. Jerry arrives on scene to provide some heavy firepower before Lucas accidentally unleashes a terrible monstrosity. This new creature releases a mind-altering miasma that all but Lucas resists. We cut to the Tigert Lake State Campgrounds, where we see dozens of families having a nice time out on the day. We see people on their little pedal boats. We see people, you know, barbecuing, meeting family, hugging it out. And we see a bunch of people, you know, kids, parents, just, you know, friendly neighbors, all kind of turn at the same time. As there is this loud, like almost construction level banging sound coming from the dam. And we see people kind of walk up. You know how people, when like a tsunami is starting to form, there's a kind of a long period, longer than you'd think, of people going, "What's that?" as they start walking kind of closer to it. That's happening. As people approach the edge of the lake, some people walk towards the dam to see what's going on, but because of the angle, they can't quite get a grasp of it until this giant crumpled metal meteor flies out of it. As the cage that had kept the Grafton monster contained suddenly flips and flies in a great spiral up into the sky, and crashes into the water, where we see the pizza truck that they were planning to buy pizza from earlier is in the water, and people are concerned.
Loading victoriously.
Not quite. I did roll for it. I wanted to give it a fair shake. Didn't pan out.
Son of a bitch.
And people are starting to get concerned, maybe ready to start calling in park services, as the day has started to get strange. No one, curiously, thanks to the bystander effect, has immediately rushed to the pizza truck. But you gotta bet somebody probably will soon.
They're going to find a lot of weird shit in that pizza truck.
Yeah.
A lot of lava lamps.
Your Xbox is probably trashed. We lost our entire save file for Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
The Xbox is in the loft. So that's the so furthest from the water.
You have a chance to save it.
We just lost all of the ancient lore that was in the books that I keep in the basement part. Don't worry.
The magical laboratory is fucked. But the Xbox...
Or the Xbox.
The Xbox is safe. Well, I know what Danny would save.
I don't like that.
And we cut to... Jerry.
No!
Standing behind the glass, eyes so, so big, as Jerry has breathed in the miasma exuded from this great rose monster that has been sprouted from nowhere by Lucas's accidental design. Lucas, I don't have any mechanical effect for you. I'm going to issue you every round a series of prompts. You may do with it as you please, as you feel is necessary for your character. Does that seem fair?
Yes, it does. I just have one very specific question.
Hit me.
As someone who has maybe been under a mind-altering instance, does Lucas know that their mind is being altered? Because that is going to depict on how they react to these prompts.
Make me a flat, sharp roll.
Can I actually interrupt, Lee?
What's up?
A key point that Matt based this creature on is that Clark doesn't know until he figures it out. So I kind of feel like Lucas would have to realize he's in a fantasy if we're staying true to the lore.
Even still, I'll take some more experience. That is a 5.
Okay. For the next 4 rounds, don't figure it out. You might still be of course you can still be helpful. I don't want to say and Lucas fucks off the entire fight. That would be maybe a little cruel. But I do expect you to play with me. And the first prompt is easy. Everyone is your enemy. When you look around, Brittany, 10 feet from you, looks like a banshee, crawling its way towards you to try and suck out your soul and scream you to death. The monster looks normal. The monster looks like itself. The Grafton monster looks like itself. You see Whistler as this horrifically malformed, growing, sprawling plasmoid thing as it looks to you. You've seen the slime mold that's emerged from Whistler before, and it looks like it's now about to engulf this building. Or this room, at least. Dale looks horrifically, horrifically twisted into this deep, sunken, undead thing. This wailing, melting, disgusting, ugly, filthy thing. He no longer looks like your friend is savable. Danny looks super cool. That's it.
Ooh. Okay.
And why don't we, of course, start with you? Sort of put some.
What's Jerry look like? I feel like we shouldn't leave Jerry
yes.
out. Yeah. Let's not forget about the hero of the party.
Yeah. Yeah. Jerry looks like hunched over, spikes growing out of its back, chupacabra style. In what you might know from like monster hunting games as an owl ghoul. It has this this necrophage that has gigantic gnashing teeth that take up about half of its face. And it has this hunched over body and pulled in arms, and it's looking left and right like a scared rat more than like a big hulking creature.
Like a pizza rat?
Like a pizza rat. Whatever that means. It does not look like Chuck E. Cheese. Charles Entertainment Cheese is not part of this.
I was thinking of the Pizza Rat.
But yeah, from the Subway.
Pizza Rat! Right!
How could you forget about Pizza Rat in these trying times?
You would be surprised how often Ian and I talk about Charles Entertainment Cheese.
If I'm thinking about rats, I'm usually thinking of the rat hole, but...
All right, so...
Lucas, what do you?
Lucas looks around at this absolute horror show going on, and we're still in a room, right? There's a roof above us.
Right. You're in the like top floor of this laboratory, which is largely like an observation deck. So there's a ton of windows, there's like monitoring devices, and then above you there is this like big grate, which they installed for the purpose of blocking the Grafton monster, because it didn't need to be there, but like letting it in and out whenever they need to transport it, and it has since been smashed off. There is open sky above you.
Oh, there's open sky above me, no roof.
Yep. Yeah, this roof in the room, but for the most part, it's pretty destroyed.
I think Lucas is still going to try to use what's left of the roof to try to give them some room away from all these monsters on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to take out their phone, and there's going to be a... There's going to be a image of an apple that has fallen out of a tree. And when Lucas flips the phone upside down, the picture of the apple floats back up into the tree, like kind of like those novelty pens.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to use magic to do something beyond human limitation to make the ceiling my floor and the floor my ceiling. So Lucas is like walking on the ceiling.
Okay. Hit me with it.
That would be an 8.
Okay.
And I think the side effect is going to be short duration.
Perfect. You see the banshee beside you take a swing with its long nails towards your back. And you suddenly feel lighter as your body just starts to drift upwards, as your feet connect to the remaining bits of roof, and you don't seem stuck where you were like before. As Dale, Danny, and Whistler, you see Brittany throw a large black apple at Lucas's feet and remove the magic he had been using that stuck himself there in the first place. But to Lucas, it looks like he was trying to kill you. And this, like, purple gas is released around your feet, and suddenly you slide up.
Is it readily apparent to the people that saved out of the gas, like, who has been affected?
I think you can tell that, like, yeah, Lucas and Jerry's eyes look fucked up, so something is wrong, but what necessarily is happening, I think, is not quite immediately apparent.
Okay.
All Lucas has done so far is give himself some distance, which may or not be reasonable. Okay. Who would like to go next? It looks like the Grafton monster is about to jump.
I'll flamethrower him if that's cool with the party.
Yeah. Get him.
Hell yeah. Okay. I'm like so directly under him, but I think...
Oh, yeah, yeah. To kind of reset ourselves physically in the space, Dale, in trying to save Whistler from being crushed to death, interposed himself. Whistler, you were cast aside, and Dale, you're on the ground where Mark slammed you with his mighty giant hand. And Danny, you just kind of came in with the flamethrower and started blasting. So I think you have like a little bit of distance here.
That's going to be an 11.
11. Go ahead and choose an extra.
I think force him where I want it because I don't want him escaping.
Okay.
I think like hunkered down. I don't want him jumping. I want him too scared to jump.
We see Mark shielding his eyes with his like smaller hand, and it's trying to mostly at the moment avert its body so that it avoids getting blasted in sensitive areas.
I think Danny starts screaming out Jimmy Buffett lyrics, specifically the lyrics to Fins, which is the song that's always stuck on repeat. On the Queen Anchovy's Revenge. Fins to the left, fins to the right. You're the only bait in town, Grafton monster. I am completely not aware, I think, that Dale is like underneath this boy.
You were very quickly made aware of that, yeah. As tucking Dale underneath its shoulder like a football, the Grafton monster bows its body forward and charges at you like a quarterback. And its body suddenly jolts as the scorpion thing in its back shocks it, and still it saves you, but much slower than it was going to. As it takes you into the glass wall, and you take 3 harm reduced by your armor.
Me?
Yeah, you're the one that did kick some ass.
I forced it where I wanted it, though. How's it charging
Which
me?
Is to stay in here. Yeah. Force it where you want. It does not mean you do not take harm.
Oh my goodness,
there's an option to take less harm or no.
Exactly. Harm. If you would pick one thing, that means all other things are available to me.
But melee damage. I don't know.
That's why he fucking footballed you.
Yeah.
Go Birds.
The space you're in is not so large that they couldn't get to you very, very quickly.
Because I don't know how to play
someone on that. Being the football in question.
Yes, please.
I thought he was hurting.
What
do you have?
Well, 3 on the dice, plus 2 from tough, minus 1 from being afraid. I assume minus 1 from my leg still. Back down to, I think, a 3. So I project nobody.
Are you still taking negatives from the leg with the PD?
Yep.
Whoa.
Yeah, this is the thing we agreed upon, that, like, yeah, so it's a lasting injury. As a
important question to Lee there. Because I don't know how to play Monster of the Week, this is my first time ever playing this game tonight.
Yeah, of course.
When do you die?
So you have a total of 7 harm available to you.
Cool.
If you would take 7, you're incapacitated.
Yeah.
If you take 1 more, you're dying. And then if no immediate action is taken to save you, you die. Something has to happen within, a minute or so.
Gotcha. We're totally fine.
You should be at 6, because you do have armor.
Yeah, I am at 6, yeah. Cool. Thanks.
And as the Grafton monster has slammed into you, you can see where its shoulder is pushing into the bulletproof vest. It's like its eye still connected to its own shoulder turns to look at it, and we see those eyes rapidly move all over you, and it stands back up proper as Dale, do not succeed. What did you try to do to protect Danny?
I figure if he's running with me under his arm, Dale would just kind of try to put his leg between his legs to trip him up. You know, like how you put a bar between someone's bike spokes?
We see the flamethrower's fire starts to pass over you as you try to slow the Grafton monster's motion. It notices that your hair is starting to burn. It looks down at you during that process. And Dale, you're thrown into the sky. Suddenly, the sun looks so close as you emerge out the roof of this building. And you are ragdolling and sailing, and we see quite a few people who can't see monsters looking up and seeing a dude airborne. And Dale, unless something happens real soon, you're gonna slam into the lake with the force of landing on concrete.
Can I try to use telekinesis to effectively feather fall?
Accelerate me into the wall.
Yeah, put him out of his misery.
Put him up another 60 feet and then, yeah.
But yeah, Dale, there's this weird moment where it sees you're being burned and stops that.
Huh, okay. Okay. There's a minute where I'm in the air where I'm a little happy before I start going back down.
Yeah.
Ever the optimist.
Whenever you're on a trampoline and you hit that apex, that zenith, where you're like, wow, I feel so wonderful right now.
Yeah.
You hit that.
He tried to save me from burning.
If you unload your clip into the water before you make contact, you might disrupt the surface area. Because you have a gun, right? Yeah, if you unload your gun into the water,
I presumably have many guns right now.
I went to
the armory. I don't know where they all went.
There's some science there. Yeah,
I went to a Christian school, so I didn't learn science. But that seems like something that would work in a movie.
In professional diving, they put heavy, like, pressurized air underneath the water for specifically to break surface tension. There's some science there. I don't know if bullets do that, but I'm willing to play in a magical space for a little while, depending.
Or the ghost can catch you, yeah.
Or a ghost can catch you. One of those two reasonable options.
Yeah, we're going to go with the Catholic school approach where the ghost
the Holy Spirit will grab it.
That, like, yes, little, Holy Spirit.
That unwanted person in the threesome that everyone forgets.
Have we all been the Holy Spirit in a threesome once before?
I got a 7.
Okay.
So you move it, but it hurts. Choose one option and mark 2 harm, which I would reduce to 1. And I'm going to choose the option. You keep it basically under your control, which is to say, try to, like, slow Dale's descent considerably so that he doesn't splatter.
We see a large number of campers staring in great confusion as Dale, totally visible, softly, gingerly descends towards the lake. And we see more than a few people. We see, like, a couple people who are, like, in the boats, like the little motorboats that they have available, and, like, the like, rowboats and things, start coming to save you. That was obviously quite a bit of time between you and them, but yeah, for sure,
it's your cover story.
It's plainly visible that people are coming to go rescue you, who was flown out of a building.
I know that there are other priorities, but if you could also save my car, that'd be great.
No, you did that.
I don't know how
car.
I would even begin to.
It's slightly
throw
amphibious.
Throw your car
though.
At the monster.
Okay.
And for my next trick,
Because your action, I think, is kind of getting taken up by the protect someone. Tell me what Dale is doing right now, because that felt starting like a reaction, but it's gone very badly.
So, am I in the water at this point, or am I still descending?
You are slowly descending down towards the water. You will not be hurt terribly by the water.
Got you. Okay. I think Dale's going to try to pull out one of the weird tech gadgets that he had taken from the armory and make it look like that's the thing that's keeping him from falling in, like, so fast.
Okay.
Hopefully it's weird and techy enough that he looks like he's, like, some
Stark type. Throw it.
Some YouTuber. One of those YouTube guys.
This what, manipulate a person?
I think so.
Oh, I'm really in the dice's hands on this, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, what are the odds? Another 2-1?
Oh.
Hey, Lee?
Do them dirty in front
start
of my brother.
Wrapping this campaign up, buddy. This is not going hot.
The dice have decided we're just done.
This is fucking cursed.
Dale, tell me what overtly, inescapably magical thing you do in front of a public.
I think I blast a hole in one of their boats with my laser, my ghost laser gun. Fires by accident because I don't know what the fuck it does.
You shoot ghost
and it
at
just
them.
Blasts a hole clean through one of their boats.
Oh, man.
Flashing back to when Dale said the Grave Watch was not necessarily technologically advanced, very quite suddenly, you know, maybe they were this whole time, as a laser has emerged forth from Dale's contraption, which I think just looks like a camcorder. oh yeah, I got it. it blasts through someone's boat. There's like a uproar of screams, and I think those people coming to save you are in a mix of pissed and confused and about to go tell everyone something's wrong.
I am an angry god.
I think there are a few 911 calls that are starting to take place.
Oh, sick, sick. So we got rid of the Grave Watch and then immediately got the actual cops called on.
I think it's maybe better to turn to rebuff the cops than the Grave Watch professional killers.
Probably. Oh, god.
We can take out some cops.
Whatever's left of this shambles that is my turn, I'm gonna start moving my way back towards the Grave Watch fan at the top of the dam.
Cool. Lucas, your next prompt, as the world swishes and changes in front of you, you see a mix of terribly scary, nightmarish things to suddenly very sweet things, as we see flowers sprout out of the ground around you. Wherever you step, suddenly, it's like a little garden. We see everyone smells so nice, and that monstrous vision is just disappearing. And, Lucas, you need a friend right now. More than anything, you need this now. You feel this sudden biting loneliness creep into your heart as all of these beautiful things start to push away from you as you step near them.
All right. I'm going to roll a d4. 1 through 3, it's going to be one of you guys that Lucas needs as a friend. 4, he's going to make a friend. That's a 4. I would like to summon another minion.
Yeah! It's like exploding die in Pathfinder.
It's gonna be a 1 and a 2 on the die. I can feel it in the
bones. No, that is another 8.
Okay.
So I get to pick 2 tags, you get to pick a tag, Lee.
Okay. Hit me with the negative tags real quick.
Negative tags are angry, slow, confused, cowardly, volatile, weak, silly, hazardous, and hungry.
I like silly.
Silly guy.
You can't pick silly because I'm giving myself a negative tag because I said I wanted a friend. I'm picking ally and silly. You pick another tag.
Okay, I'm being confused then. So Lucas, tell me what you make. That is your friend. It's quite silly. It's also very confused.
It is completely 2D. No matter what direction you're looking at it from, you are looking at it from a side profile.
Okay.
It is a humanoid cat with orange fur, purple stripes, a tiny baseball cap, and a cigar. Giant white gloves and huge green shoes. And Lucas is just holding its hand. His eyes are dilated. He's smiling so fucking wide. And tears are just streaming down Lucas's face as they are tripping balls.
We see the creature's mouth open. And you hear this, "Ah! I miss you, buddy! Where have you been all this time?" And you guys who are in the building can hear that.
Dale's outside like, "I feel like some fuck shit's going on up there."
Not touching that. Lucas, we need help!
I mean, the boy's been unorthodox before. I'm sure he has a plan. Let him cook.
yeah, something's happening here. Some brilliant genius work. Like, this kid's the whiz kid. He has an IQ of like 190. You know? Okay. Good.
I think it's me after Lucas.
I think so too. Productive turn. Solve the problem one step at a time.
Oh my god.
Alright. How's Whistler doing on hit points?
Oh, not good, my man.
Okay. So,
yeah,
we have 2 party members in the fight. We're both about dead. Our arguably 2 of our heaviest hitters are the ones not in the fight. I am going to go out into real left field here, Lee. And
what else is new?
If you want to kill Danny Morris after you killed the Queen Anchovy's Revenge, after you killed Mothman, and after you irradiated Bigfoot, you can do that. But this blood is on your hands.
Just ask the question we all know you want to ask. Where's the nearest bathroom?
How old is Mark?
Mark is 22, I believe. Is that right?
Cool. I kiss Mark. Kiss him on the mouth.
Why?
I've read about this sort of thing, and there are some monsters who true love's kiss turns them into princes. And if we're all doing shrooms and drugs and tripping balls, and we're summoning Looney Tunes, I can't fight him. If I punch him, I'll die.
Roll me.
I feel like what you said was everyone else got to do a fun one.
Yeah. Roll me manipulate a person.
That's not hot, Lee. I think Danny just died. I think I have a minus one there. What do I have there?
I think you had a plus one.
I have a plus one. All right, we're sitting at a five. I'm spending a luck.
Okay. And this is not an advanced move of yours, right?
No. Oh, no.
Yeah, no. I didn't think that was Danny's style. Okay.
You know what?
What?
I can spend a luck to suffer no harm, right?
You can. That's true.
I think that's narratively funnier. So I'm gonna let you fuck me up, and I'll spend a luck to suffer no consequences from this not working.
You kiss the twisted long mouth of the grafted monster. It's like, it waits, like, maybe a little long. There is a moment where you thought, death is imminent, maybe let's do something interesting. And there's, like, a discreet silence for the next 12, 15 seconds. And then it starts again as you are vaulted into the air, out of the building. And we see Jerry, eyes like the moon, say, "I'm coming, boss!" And they run, leap, and because you have to go up and Jerry only has to go sideways, in a bizarre moment of extraordinary heroism catches you in the air, and we see Jerry, I think they're going to release a little bit of magic, and I think, at least to Jerry's mind, they've given up the goose. You know, they're in public, shit's going down, it's better to save your life. And tell me how Jerry flies.
I think he like summons a copyright free version of like Slimer and rides him.
There is a discreet moment where like a Pokeball release as a backup plan.
All right, everyone, released. Stop summoning monsters. That's it. Knock it off. Too many.
As soon as it hits the water, it bursts and pops like a great balloon. As Jerry does not have the power to like summon real monsters, and like they stay on the field, but it was enough to save your two lives. And you two are floating in the water, which is now turning red with your blood.
Oh, and Dale's there! Just because I'm already hurt, yeah. I want to point out that wasn't a terrible plan, though.
True, it got you out of immediate danger.
Well, if he adapts to damage, trying to do anything that doesn't cause damage to trick him. I think there's something there. If anyone else wants to try and romance Mark, not a terrible plan at this point.
Good.
He adapts to romantic invitations.
No, he's an incel now.
Oh, no!
He's a terrible person.
Look what we did.
He's got a fedora.
What have you done?
Just negging everyone. Oh, no.
I think that's Dale or Whistler. Whoever has a plan.
I mean, I think I've hit him with PD's lightning once, and then the... Life Train once.
The life drain looked like it did more damage.
Yeah, I think it was as a fear effect. I did the messier, less effective one.
Right.
But I'm gonna do the life drain again because even if it doesn't work as well, I need it. So I'm gonna try to kick some ass.
Okay.
Please be nice.
What does it look like as you now engage the Grafton monster 1v1? No support. You, a sort of sprightly little mushroom person, Mark the Hulk.
Well, I rolled good. So I think that it's just a classic instance of seeing everyone else sort of falling all around them. And just having this, like, moment of really more than, like, fear, just dissonance of, this is not how this is supposed to work. I'm the dead one. They're supposed to live. And I'm gonna go sicko mode on his ass, because I got a 15, and I have the advanced moves for to kick some ass.
Hell yeah! How much harm do you do?
I'm about to do...
I assume you're doing double harm?
Well, the thing is, if I do double harm, if I take even 1 point of harm, I'm down.
Sure, but if it's life drain and you deal double harm, you heal all of that too.
Okay, yeah, then I'm gonna do double harm, and it's going to be... 4 harm, intimate, ignore armor, life drain.
Okay. What does it look like when you drain life out of a creature?
I think it's usually, like, taking a swipe at them and, like, sort of some of their color basically, like, being siphoned off of them. Or, like, they, like, stick their hand into their body and they, like, take a piece of them.
Yeah. And we are reminded that Mark has in himself, outside of being this monster, a natural healing factor. So you restore an additional harm as you pull some of this light, this like natural grand life force out of Mark's body. Because the scorpion's still in its body, it only deals 3 to you. So you heal 2 total as it slams your body up against the wall. And it's this very brutal thing. I don't think this looks clean, as you are healing every wound that it's putting in your body, but it's still hurting you a ton.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is like a very bloody, like nasty thing as we see slime mold slam against the glass wall. I think it looks super gross as your body is reconstituting over and over and over again.
I think that like every time the Grafton monster like cuts into Whistler, we see the wound like spore up and heal over, but like with that disgusting like fungal mode. So like even as
it's like yellow scarring, like scar tissue.
So even as they're like healing themselves, they are like visually losing humanity.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
And Mark starts hold on to you and starts dragging you as they start climbing out of the containment center.
I was gonna King Kong my ass. Get me out of here.
Could be King Konging right now. And for the first time in the angry light of day, we see this horrifically scarred and mutated Grafton monster looking at freedom once again, and its face half on one side, still melded to its shoulder, looks so pissed, and the other looks so excited and happy as it's looking at freedom once again. Dale, I think you can finally see Whistler and Mark standing atop the dam from where you are below, as he's quite large.
I'm making my way towards the Gravewatch van, which is also towards the top of the dam, I know. It was sort of with the Queen Anchovy's Revenge.
Well, the Queen Anchovy's Revenge has actually drifted a little bit of ways from the van. I think the van is what are you trying to get in the van?
I'm trying to get the van.
Okay, yeah, you can get in it. The okay.
Dale's gonna get in. He's gonna turn the keys. He's gonna hit it into gear. He's gonna go,
I'm doing this for family. And I'm gonna try to drive the Gravewatch van into Mark to try to knock him back into the containment facility.
Okay.
I don't know if he'll get farther away before I can get to the top, but I'm trying to ram him with it. I want to get his attention.
So the dam is quite far above where the entrance is. Like the top of the dam is where they are. So you'd have to drive like on a pretty large loop to get up top, because I think you can reach it. I think it's meant to be driven over or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and give me act under pressure to get there in time, as Mark's about to do a big old jump, Hulk style.
What if the Gravewatch van was a like aquatic vehicle? Can you imagine?
I will say, its negative tag is slow.
Ooh.
But I did roll with that in mind. I did roll an 11. So do that what you will.
I will say that I don't think you can get there in time to drop him into the facility. But I think when he sees that the van is coming, it jumps off the other side such that it's away from people. Mm. And you can give chase. Absolutely. And we'll keep up to him. But also, very surprisingly, he's crazy fucking fast. As his, like, super muscled legs start charging towards the woods.
Am I able to stop for Britt or Danny? Or I assume Lucas is just tripping out of his mind. So, am I able to stop for Danny or Britt?
I think Brittany will say, "I got him," and points at Lucas.
Okay.
But yeah, if you want to grab Danny, Jerry,
that'd be great.
Whistler, I think that's fine.
Whistler's with him, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. If you want to grab Danny and Jerry and kind of,
Iggy?
It'll slow you slightly down, so you'll give. I keep wanting to say Jorito from a different game. Fucking Mark. Mark is his normal human name.
Yeah, Jorito.
Like Jurinus, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
is gets a little bit ahead of you guys in that time, but yeah, you can kind of start keeping pace into the woods. And we see coming down, speeding down from above, we see coming down the like circular loopy road, a lot of emergency vehicles. Like, in addition to cops, there's also like an ambulance and such. As one of the people who was in the exploded boat, it starts seeing, explaining what they think happened.
Okay, can you, sorry, in relation to us, where are the emergency responders? We're at the top of the dam, going
so it's,
into the woods.
And imagine the furthest left is the campgrounds.
Okay.
It has a long and winding road, because it's meant to, you know, just kind of really facilitate traffic. And then there's the dam itself, this massive facility. And it's like, you know, it's a dam, it's a big wall. And on the other side of that is kind of untamed woods.
Okay.
Which is the direction that everyone's going now.
Okay.
Everyone is heading in that direction. I think people saw the Gravewatch van go that way. I'm sure they said something.
Got you.
Lucas? It's fucking hero time. You need to be the one taking charge of this situation. Everything is going to shit, and you are a golden god. It is your time to be the hero. As we see, Brittany's form has resettled in your visage. As she grabs you by the hand, and in a sort of monkey links chain, we see the three of you, I guess, because one of them's not really there, suddenly vanish as they, Brittany walks into the floor, and very suddenly so do you. And the three-ish of you walk out of the soil in front of a great sycamore tree, this massive thing, which has what looks like a bow and arrow carved into the side. It's like hand-sized. And you can hear the massive amount of, like, screaming and like cars and all of that coming down the way, and the earth is shaking from the rhythm of the Grafton monster's bounding leaps coming down the way. They'll be here in like a minute tops. You gotta do something now.
I would like to use my second rote, the one that lets me add an additional tag to a monster.
Okay.
That is a 10. I would like to give my minion the magical tag. And as the grafted monster is charging at us...
You see that Whistler is in its giant hand.
I think my monster takes out a pencil and draws a giant hole on the ground, grabs the giant hole, and tries to sling it right under the monster.
Okay. We see it cartoon style tumble as the video game horrific thing you have made says, "It's hero time!" And releases this horrific hole into the ground, chalk zone style. The grafted monster's feet fall into it, and it starts to rapidly tumble and slams hard into this big sycamore tree, and you hear this great crack coming up the length of it. And you hear Brittany say, "That was clever thinking! What the fuck is that?"
Am I okay?
I think you're doing grand, honey. What? That was intentional, right?
I just need you to tell me that I'm okay.
Oh, sweetie, you're all right. And she, like, starts to, like, hold you in a little tighter. Like, oh, shit. This just went way differently than she thought it was about to be. And she's, like, kind of coddling you off to the side. And Whistler, you are in a sort of role with the grafted monster as it's tumbling forward and slams into this tree. You're now looking up at this sky. Quite lovely day. And, you know, we see the long sort of reaching trunks of all of these sycamore trees. Pretty good. The monster has immediately stopped. Everyone else can catch up to it within their action.
Okay. Am I still in its grasp?
Yeah.
Godly. Let Whistler go.
Whistler can get out.
It's fine.
Oh. You're killing me.
I think it's Danny's turn, as you are in the back of the Gravewatch van, and Jerry has taken the passenger seat in front.
Anything I can think to do to hurt the monster would kill Whistler for shorzies. So I think I'm going to drink some marinara sauce and try and heal one.
Okay.
That's a 6. So no healsies for Danny.
We see that your magic isn't paying off. We see that it, like, you can kind of detect the flow of magic. Like, it's visible to humans. It's a thing that, like, you have to be concerned about when you're casting spells, and you can feel that energy flow away from you. And we know we see at least various Whistler can definitely see that Mark's healing factor is very suddenly stimulated. And we see a lot of the burns and piercings and what have you start to close back over with that elephant-like skin.
I was going to say that Jerry just packed the wrong marinara. So someone is drinking, like, magical healing marinara on a pizza.
I can't do an off-screen punishment. That's actually a benefit for somebody.
Someone just got their glaucoma cured. Meanwhile, yeah, right. I'm just over here holding regular sauce. Goddamn.
I'd mug this guy if I could heal my leg. Oh, sick. That's
that's all I got, though. God damn it, Jerry, you gave me the wrong marinara.
I'm sorry, boss. It's cool that I saved your life, though, right?
Yeah, this Limer thing was cool. I don't remember my voice. I just keep hearing the weird voice, man.
You go to Berkeley.
Dude, yeah, alright. Fuck.
Jerry feels beside himself over their failure.
I love you, Jerry.
They're gonna talk about it on their podcast later. Whistler, go.
Can I pitch something? And then you tell
always.
Me works? Yeah. I know that the Grafton Monster will adapt to anything. If Whistler goes inside of the device on its back,
yeah,
can Whistler try to like kind of give the device a little extra juice to just see if we can keep it going a little longer?
Yeah, hit me with act under pressure. Of course, that's what this is.
It's a 9.
9? Okay. I mean, it's gonna hurt, right? You take, as you wrestle your way out of its giant grasp, it pulls that slime mold with it. It has, its hands, you can feel, have become quite sticky as it starts to suction away and maybe burn a little bit at that acid inside of, or that, that slime inside of you. And you take 2 harm, ignores your harm reduction thing, as it's figured out quite well how to bypass that.
I just fixed that!
Tell me what you do to the machine and what happens as it becomes more like stunned.
It's like a big scorpion-looking thing that's like on its spine, right?
Yeah, yeah. It like with like a bunch of claws or blades, I guess, attached into his back. And now holds tight to his nervous system.
I think that we see the whole device not like necessarily digging deeper because it's not causing him active harm, but crackles with like blue electricity.
Yeah.
And like almost makes like a humming sound as it kind of like gets a little boost.
For sure. We know that Mark has adapted to lightning to some degree. This because it's been charged with it, it's been trapped with it, it's been hit with it in a blast earlier. But if there's just if there's enough of it, it kind of doesn't matter. And we see that, like, juiced by having this great overflow of, like, electrical power, now that you and a fragment of Petey are together, it overcharges. And we see Mark stuck in, like, almost like a video game when something is electrocuted. Their body freezes up in this like strange almost skeletal pose.
I don't think it's like actively hurting to the degree where it causes harm, obviously, but I think that like an outer layer of his elephant skin is like burning and like smoking.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. The smell that everyone gets the second a window is opened, or if you're outside already, horrendous.
Yet another of Whistler's first senses back.
Yeah, right.
And Dale, as you are driving up, you see that that Brittany, who is dangerously close to Mark, is standing up against the sycamore tree and is holding their hand over that bow and arrow symbol and tracing along the tree. And you remember that Brittany said her camp was somewhere around here. There's no visible camp.
Hmm.
Until very suddenly, in the tree, you see space beyond it. And she shouts, "In here! This one!"
I'm gonna try to drive the truck in such a way to knock him in.
Kick some ass. And I will deal great harm to your vehicle instead.
Got you. Do I have to roll above a 10 to get him with the put him where I want him thing?
I think so.
Yeah.
Then you can instead choose to do... I'll give you, if you do no harm, which would be massive because you're driving a truck or you know, a van. If you do no harm, I'll hand one to you because I think I've done that for people in the past. I'll let you pick one of the 10 plus things.
What are you at?
Will you allow me to add one from a Rita bad where we first started the fight, I asked the question, of like what is most vulnerable, and you gave the answer that now is the best time to put the scorpion on him. Would you allow that plus one to
roll me luck and not decide based on fate?
That's fair. That's super fair. What I had out on the dice for this roll was 7 so far. It would be a 9 with my bonuses, but with a plus one it'd be a 10. And then luck is one die, right?
One dice plus the remaining luck you have.
They rolled a 1 on the die.
Oh my
plus
god.
3 is a 4.
Nah.
Can I help
out? That time has long since passed.
Oh yeah, Danny's here.
Yeah, sure am.
You'll help? Okay, please help.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't forget, you can always do that, assuming you're not entangled in someone.
That's cool, right?
Yeah.
My cool is -1, so that's going to be a 7 total.
That still does it, but it does put you in danger. I'm going to do more harm to the car.
Okay.
Oh, that's fine. Fuck the car. We already have a pirate ship car.
Dale, go ahead and read me the good tags on the truck.
Surveillance gear, armored, plus one inside.
Cool. You do not have those anymore. As you slam hard into the Grafton monster, it stands up, squares up, and pushes back like two quarterbacks, except one's a car and one's a monster, as the two of you push up against each other, and its giant arm is slamming into the side of the vehicle. We see it on all sides start crunching inwards. We see like the monitors and the like high-tech machinery that sit around the perimeter of the machine and the inside are cracked. All of the glass suddenly breaks and wires start spilling out. As you push and push, I mean, you hit the gas, right, on the van, and it ultimately can't hold its ground, and it is forced into this extra-dimensional space.
I thought you'd maybe lose one. Sorry, bud.
That's fine. I think when, like, they're in that locked position, I think Dale's just shouting, "I just want you to come home!"
There is an as it tumbles backwards into the space.
It was always so articulate.
Where They May Radio.